As has been remarked by countless observers and frustrated consumers, Burgundy is confusing and arcane, with laws and regulations that make the American tax code look simple. Moreover, it's a region where there is seemingly an exception to every rule, which contributes mightily to the exasperation some beginners typically experience. I understand and appreciate that most of you will have signed up for this series wanting uncomplicated, hard and fast truths that can be invariably relied upon. To this end, I will explain what is hard and fast and what can be invariably relied upon, but I will also bring to your attention exceptions when they are important to understand. I will also mention exceptions that are good to know, if not necessarily critical, so that you are at least aware of these distinctions. So, it is only partially tongue-in-cheek that I say everything that I am going to explain to you in this series is only mostly true. Expressed another way, to most questions about Burgundy, an informed response would be yes, that's true, except when it isn't. Lest this prove excessively aggravating before you even begin sliding down the rabbit hole that is Burgundy, please do yourself one very large favor by understanding and accepting that Burgundy is very much the land of the exception. Then you won't be surprised when I explain certain important, if seemingly contradictory, subtleties that are central to a sophisticated understanding of what I consider to be the greatest wines on earth. While all of those complications and potential contradictions might sound daunting, the very point of this educational series is to make Burgundy comprehensible by identifying what is absolutely essential to understand and then offering bite-sized pieces of what is good to know. Besides, it's rarely necessary to understand every yes-but nuance, and after a while, once you have the basics down, the exceptions add charm to the learning process, or so I find anyway. While it is certainly my goal to provide you with many important takeaways, if I had to choose just one, it would be this. It has been my experience that many new Burgundy enthusiasts seem to be focused on only the best Grand Cru and the domains that produce them. Focusing on this aspect of Burgundy is all well and good, but one of the most wonderful qualities of Burgundy is its sheer diversity, not only in terms of terroirs, but also in terms of producers. I will explain my rationale as to why I believe that it is so important to buy and drink up and down the Appellation hierarchy, as well as to why you should consider buying a variety of vintages and not just those touted as the very best. More on all of this later. In this series, I have constructed each section carefully so as to provide you with what you really need to know, and once you have this fundamental knowledge base down pat, you can spend as much or as little time as you like refining it. After making Burgundy my life's work, and in that time having given countless educational seminars on the basics as well as the intricacies of Burgundy to people just like you, I guarantee you that if you absorb even half of what this program presents, you will be more than conversant on the subject.